handsome boy. Did you miss mommy? Well, if you must know, I was at the clinic getting an ultrasound. Settle down, baby. I have some exciting news. Yes, besides the fact that I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant with twins. That's right, baby. Right now in your mom's belly are two beautiful, healthy baby girls. Why didn't I take you? Well, you had work and I couldn't exactly reschedule the appointment after waiting for months, so I called up my sister. She was a bit annoyed that I asked for her help on her day off, but frankly, that's her own fault for being such a workaholic. It's not like she has kids to take care of or anything. Anyway, she took me to the clinic and they told me I had a pair of twins in me. I kind of guessed that would be the case. Having twins kind of runs in our family, with the exception of you, of course. And I mean, my belly is quite a bit bigger than it was when I was pregnant with you. I mean, look at me. I'm massive. Oh, my tits are so big and full of milk, and they're so sensitive. Oh, God, I'm so big, I can't even reach down and rub my own clit. Speaking of which, could you help me, baby? Could you rub mommy's pussy just a bit? I've been aching for it all day. Thank you, baby. Mommy's been so worked up lately because of this belly of mine. The hormones drive me crazy, but there's so much more to it. These babies, they kick so much, and you can actually see them moving around. Since all of my shirts are so tight-fitting these days, I can't help but notice. I never got that experience when I was pregnant with you, so I've just been watching. It's kind of uncomfortable, but it's also so entrancing. Watching them move around and squirm just under my skin while I rub my belly and try to calm them down. I'll sit around for hours watching my son's babies moving inside of me. Oh, I love it. Son, almost every time I look down at my growing belly, I remember the night you made me this way. I remember struggling against you as you pinned me down. Your cock slowly sliding back inside the hole that you came from. I remember begging you to stop. Telling you that it's wrong, that we're mother and son, and I was ovulating. Oh, and you got so much rougher after hearing that. I remember tearing up from the pain as your cock bashed against my cervix like a battering ram. I remember thinking, is he trying to force himself back inside of my womb? And I remember coming on your cock as you blew your hot, incestuous load right up against my cervix. And a few weeks later, we found out that a small part of you actually did get back inside of my womb. Now here we are. Every day when we meet up at home, you wrap your arms around me and rub my belly and give me a kiss on the forehead and call me a good girl. Oh, I end up melting in your arms every time. Speaking of which, I think you forgot something. Oh, I love you so much, sweetie. Thank you so much for raping these babies into mommy. I've never been happier in my entire life. Yeah, technically it wasn't rape, but just because I'm your breeding slave doesn't mean no, doesn't mean no. Besides, it's so much hotter to say that my son raped me. Don't you think, baby? I thought so. Oh, these babies are kicking like crazy. I'm guessing they recognize their daddy or brother. Yeah, we're gonna have to tell everyone they're your siblings. I know it sucks, but we have to keep it a secret. Plus, I'm not letting anyone call me grandma until my hair is white. Oh, also, I had a fun time at the clinic. Your aunt and I were in the waiting room. She's so shy. We hadn't seen each other for a while, and I wasn't nearly as big then as I am now, and she was just laser focused on my stomach. She was like constantly staring, especially when the baby started moving, and there were a few times I caught her touching her own stomach while watching me. I think she was jealous of me. I mean, we're twins, so she was basically looking at a slightly thicker, heavily pregnant version of herself. No wonder she was fascinated. She's never had kids of her own or even a husband. Oh, anyway, where was I? Oh, the clinic. Eventually, I got tired of her staring and simply asked if she wanted to touch me. She pretended she didn't, but once I grabbed her and slowly started rubbing her hand on my tummy, she was mesmerized. She started rubbing her own belly openly. She was probably wondering how it would feel to have something growing inside of her. She didn't take her hand off my belly until the nurse let us know it was our turn. It was so adorable. Here's this big shot business lady getting all flustered while rubbing her pregnant sister's belly. It was so cute how she pretended she's not jealous. I wonder how she would react if I told her that the babies in my belly came from my own son. I think she'd just ask if she could come over to talk about family planning. I can't even say I'd blame her. Oh, I absolutely love being like this. A heavily pregnant slave to my own son. It's amazing. You want me on my knees, sweetie? Has mommy gotten you all worked up? Okay. Well, help me kneel for you. I'm a little weighed down in case you can't tell. There we go. Oh my. Look how hard you are, sweetie. Did mommy get you hard like this? Good. Oh, come on. Let's get that cock out. It looks so uncomfortable in those jeans. You're gonna have to come to my side and get around the big belly you gave me. My love. Oh, your cock, sweetie. Oh, it's the perfect size for me, and it always spurts out so much cream. Looking down at mommy's full belly. Do you feel proud of what you've done to your mother? How proud are you, baby? Oh, really? You want to knock me up again once these babies are out? Well, I don't really want that, son, but... I'm just your inbred sex slave, so it doesn't really matter what I want. If you wanted to, son, you could force me to take fertility drugs so I get pregnant with more than two babies next time. Maybe give me triplets or even quadruplets. Maybe you force the pill in my mouth and make me wash it down with your cum. Would you like that, baby? Forcing cum and drugs down your mommy's throat at the same time. Oh, you want to turn mommy into your empty-headed baby factory. I'll be honest, sweetie. Sometimes I have dreams about that. But it's a little bit darker. Sometimes I have a dream where I give birth and then as soon as the baby is out of the room, you start fucking me right there on the operating table, determined to fill me right back up. As hot as that sounds, we obviously won't be able to do it. I'm gonna need at least a few weeks to recover after the babies come. It's kinda sad. You've been able to use at least one of my holds every day since you started raping me last year. Seems a shame to have that streak break. Although, it doesn't necessarily have to. Well, sweetie, you know I'd never really condone the idea of you having sex with another woman, but I might be able to make an exception for family. Does it really count as fucking another woman if you're doing it with my twin sister? I wouldn't have even thought of this before today, but after seeing how envious your auntie was when she saw me, I'm sure she'd be ecstatic to have a baby or two in her. Or maybe. Maybe we tie her up and give her the fertility pills and make her our personal empty-headed baby factory. Maybe we'll wash the pills down with my breast milk and your cum. Oh, she's gonna need a nice balanced diet if we're gonna keep her here. Can you imagine it, son? Your auntie bound up as your mom helps you force a baby into her. That's for her own good, really. She lives all alone in that big house of hers. I'm sure she'd love to have a loving husband and sister wife around, as well as a few kids. Even if she has to learn to love it. Oh, God. Son, you really shouldn't have fucked me. Oh, look at what you've done to me. I used to be such a good, wholesome mother. I used to spank you when you didn't dress up for church, and now look at me. On my knees, pregnant with my own son's rape babies. Sucking his cock while he squeezed my tits and fantasize about watching him rape, breed, and enslave my sister. You've totally corrupted your mother, son. All I think about is how I can please you Please, baby, punish mommy. I need you to punish me with this wonderful cock of yours. Please, sweet. Oh, yes, son. Baby. Oh, thank you, sweetie. Mommy really needed to be punished. Oh, I felt so good. I probably would have came right there if I could still rub my own clit. You want to help me finish, sweetie? All right, baby, how do you want to do it? Lying down on my back? Do you like that position because mommy can't get up on her own? You like it when mommy is helpless? I figured. You want mommy to pretend she doesn't want it? Do you want to take advantage of your mom's big pregnant belly? Okay, baby. Let me sit on the bed first. I'll play innocent and you put me in my place. Oh no, sweetie. Even though we've been having sex for months and I'm currently pregnant with your babies, it just occurred to me, incest is wrong. I know, baby, you think this would occur to me sooner, but I'm glad I finally realized that it's wrong to be my own son's breeding slave. Well, now that you realize this, I'm sure we can go right back to being a normal mom and son. Oh, sweetie, why would you push mommy onto the bed? I told you we're done having sex. Oh, baby, no. Don't roll up mommy's skirt. I don't care if I'm not wearing panties. You shouldn't see that part of mommy. Oh, oh my gosh, son. What are you doing down there? I can't see past this big belly you gave me. Oh my goodness, no. Get your mouth off of that. That's the hole you came from. Baby, you shouldn't be doing this. Mommy loves you, but this isn't right. Please, honey. Mommy doesn't want you going down on her. Oh, you'll stop? Oh, thank you, baby. Now just help me up and we'll forget all about... What are you doing, baby? What are you rubbing up against me? Is that... Oh my gosh, no. Baby, stop rubbing your penis on mommy's hole. That's wrong. Sweetie, if you stick your penis inside me, we can't go back. You'll have raped your mother. Do you really want to rape your mommy? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my son is raping me. This is so wrong. Oh, stop it, baby. You're stretching the hole that you came from. Mothers and sons shouldn't do this. Why does it feel so good? Sweetie, please pull out. Mommy won't be able to handle it if you explode inside of her. Oh. Baby, you have to stop. Mommy doesn't want it. I know mommy's pussy is so wet, but I can't help it. Baby, you can't do this. Even if you pin me down, it doesn't make it right. You shouldn't be fucking your mommy, son. You shouldn't be raping me. Please, please stop. Oh my god, please don't make me come, baby. Oh, oh my god. No, 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 no. You can't come in me. You can't come in me. I'm your mother. Don't do it. Please. If you come in me, I'll come too. I don't want to come. You're my son. Oh, my God. Oh, I feel it. Oh, there's so much. Oh, this is so wrong. Oh, baby. Mommy's coming. I don't want to, but I'm coming on your cock. Coming on my son's cock while he rapes me. Fuck, baby. That felt good. Thank you. I really needed that. Help me roll onto my side. I want to cuddle with you for a bit. Hey, baby. I know we say a lot of things during sex that we don't mean, especially when we're role-playing, but I wanted to say that if you actually want to get your aunt involved with this, I would definitely support you. I really do believe she'd be 100 times happier if she actually had a loving family. I don't see why she can't join ours. Plus, if we had her level of income coming in, we could really afford as many kids as we want. It's just a fantasy? Well, in that case, I assume the massive erection you have buried in between my ass cheeks is about something totally unrelated.